Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dan Poynter back on the show. Dan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of the self-publishing manual. He is, folks, he is the galactic guru of self-publishing. He's the guy who taught me 97.5% of all the things I know about self-publishing and has helped me to be successful doing that. And but there's another aspect of his life that actually kind of got him started in the self-publishing business that I've mentioned before, but we've never really talked about. And it's another thing that we have in common, and that is that he is a parachutist. He's a skydiver, right, Dan?
That's right. And
welcome back, Dan.
Very few people know that you made 45 jumps in the military.
I did. And all of mine are static line, though. Meaning we went out hooked to the airplane and at low levels, anywhere from, well, I probably went out as high as 500, but as low as 1,000 feet. And but you're a skydiver, so you went out a lot higher than that.
Well, we normally open up by 2,500 feet, but that gives you a few seconds in case something goes wrong and you can activate your reserve.
I've got a funny story about that.
Yes.
When I was learning how to jump in the military, we had a of course you have a reserve, you have your main on your back and a reserve in front, mm-hmm. and everybody knew we were a typical military jump, stack line jump is 1,500 feet,
right.
And sometimes but you can go as low as 1,000 feet, but not if the weather's like that, but not any lower. Anyway, so this sergeant was talking to us about what to do about when if we have a foul chute. How to get the reserve out. And he talked real slow. He said, so you just reach in and you grab the release, you pull the ripcord, you grab the, he went through this whole thing, took like a minute to talk to us about, of course, we're imagining that we're falling at terminal velocity, right?
Right.
And so somebody said, and he said, you throw it out, and if it doesn't open, you pull it back in, and you throw it out again. And somebody said, well, Sarge, are you really going to have time to do all that? He says, when you're falling at terminal velocity, you'd be surprised how fast you can pull that chute back in. So how many jumps do you have?
1,208.
Wow.
You know, in the sport world, we log every one, and each one has to be signed off by another skydiver or the pilot.
Same thing in the military.
So we know exactly how many we have.
Yeah, we have a logbook.
Right.
And you do, too. So what's the highest jump you made?
Oh, probably 16,500. As you go up, there's less and less air, and airplane climbs slower and slower. So it's you usually don't go.
Did you drop at 16 without oxygen?
Right. Yeah. After that, you do need oxygen.
Yeah, but because you're dropping below 12.5, you need oxygen on above 12.5 for sustained flight. But you're through 12.5 real quick.
Right.
At terminal velocity.
The air has about half the oxygen you need at above 8,000, so you climb pretty fast and you get out pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what kind of parachute are you flying? A parabolic or a round one?
Oh no. Well, years ago we started with the round ones.
Round ones.
That progressed, and now they're all gliding wings and. They come down a lot slower. They're much more maneuverable. They have more forward speed, and
You can drive those around, can't you?
Oh yes, yeah. They go forward a good, say 20 miles per hour, and come down very slowly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, are you still jumping?
No, I've done just about everything. I've kind of graduated, but I am active in the Parachute Industry Association. I'm a trustee for the Skydiving Museum. And I'm a member of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, absolutely. I knew that. And of course, you're probably are the preeminent publisher of for the parachute industry, I would think, aren't you?
Right. I've written more books on parachutes and skydiving than anybody else.
How many?
And that's my way of giving back, and it's my way of kind of reliving what I love. Let me just tell you a short story.
Hold on. When did you make your first jump?
1962.
Well, I made my first one in 76.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, I got to take a quick break. I'm going to let you tell that story on the other side of these messages. I need your website, please.
My website is parapub.com, parapub.com.
Parapub.com. So when we come back, I'm going to let Dan tell a story. He'll have more stories. And I want to talk about the business of parachuting. How about that?
Okay.
That's an industry, folks. 20 Tail, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasinger. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.